Neville Goddard said, "You do not attract what you think. You attract what you are. You attract who you're being in the world. You attract how you are seeing the world." So Joe's in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Joe sent me Joe's second update, day 14. This is about 2 weeks ago. And Joe noticed that Joe was being more kind to Joe. Let that sink in. Joe discovered kindness as a state. Some folks are pretty harsh on themselves. Some, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some just, like, really don't even seem to have any interest in themselves. Joe discovered how to be more kind to Joe. A life totally transformed. We keep noticing time and time again, you know, the money, the relationships, the health, the wealth, all that stuff. It becomes a lot easier and a lot more fun, and it often just resolves itself when a shift like this shows up. This is about 2 weeks in, about 2 weeks ago. And 2 weeks later, the updates are just delightful to me. I get a lot of emails. Some are practically painful to read. And when somebody shifts from a state that's practically painful to simply lovely and kind. See, no matter who you are, no matter what your contact with us so far, I can ask you a question. That's useless. How can you be kind to yourself today? That's practically a useless question. Because for most people, that'll put them right in the physical world. Well, I could drink more water. Well, I could be nice to a puppy. Well, I could call my sister. Well, I could not. I could skip answering the phone when the mother-in-law calls. It gets you sorted at the level of physical activity and experience. On the other hand, how can you imagine up kindness into your life today? Because your reactions are the seed time. They create your reality. And if you simply explore kindness, maybe use a little bit of revision. Just imagine a couple things that weren't all that kind, just being kind. What kind of experiences do you think you'll have if you do that? You can take any misunderstanding, any conflict, any unease, and simply add some kindness in. Explore that as a life-changing experience. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. It is Sunday, the 5th of November. If you join Dream Driven Day, oops, sorry, that's in February. If you join ManifestingMasteryCourse.com right now, you'll be halfway through at Christmas. Actually, you'll be a little more than halfway through. You could be experiencing changes like this. You could amp up the holiday experience. I just simply want you to have more kindness. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. That's my crass commercial today. Have a lovely day. Imagine up kindness. Explore kindness in consciousness. Notice if you're being kind to yourself and have a giggle. And let that permeate your whole way of being today. Do it right now as we go into the silence. I just love listening to the birds song, and I just love listening to traffic. Some people would go to war having one against the other. I hate traffic, love birds. I love listening to traffic because I chose to be kind to myself. I imagined up a kind of life with Victoria that didn't have me being traffic. And that's kind. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you do with this. Have a lovely day. See ya.